Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow Patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. I am so happy all of you are listening with me today. If you're watching this or just listening to it on podcast, so happy that you are here. Welcome back to all of my current subscribers and listeners, and welcome to all of you newbies out there. So excited that you are here today. So today, an interesting topic. Many of you probably knew last week, whenever Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp went down, which everybody was talking about, it was very strange. It was very weird. Weird. And nobody exactly knew what it was or why it was happening. And the mainstream media tried to push it off, of course, like they always do, as something that's just normal or whatever. Actually, I'll take you guys in and show you actually what the mainstream media said. It's actually pretty funny. So for all of you listening, I'm going to go on and share my screen. If you want the screen of this, you can always go over to theredpatriotshow.com and find the video for this, or go over on BitChute or Rumble or any of my devices, okay? So I wanted to show you guys this because this is what Forbes, obviously fake news, deep state, but the Instagram blackout, global wake-up call to social media influencers and small businesses. Okay, so they're trying to pass this off as I took a long pause there because I can't even explain this. This is just ridiculous. They're trying to pass it off as something that was done so people wouldn't spend as much time on, you know, Facebook or whatever, and or on Instagram. And it's ridiculous that this is the reason that they're trying to say it is. And I had to laugh at it because that's what they're trying to pass it off as. I bring that up because many of you, I know, listen to Juan O'Savin, Mike Jaco, a lot of those people. And Juan O'Savin's interview with, I believe, I can't remember exactly who it was, but he was talking about that was the good guys turning out the power or turning out the Facebook and Instagram to show apparently the bad guys that, hey, we can do this anytime we want. Don't do anything. So like I said, I love 107. I know a lot of you guys do as well. So is that true? I do believe him, and I believe that's what happened. But it is ironic because they can't give you a good excuse on why Facebook and Instagram went down. And truth be told, Juan O'Savin's example of it makes more sense than this one that, oh, they wanted to bring it down by so that way people wouldn't spend as much time on it or people could get away from Facebook. This whole thing is just ridiculous and stuff. So like I said here, that's what is in this Forbes article. It's absolutely ridiculous. That's what they're trying to pass it off as. But we may be seeing a lot more of that because if you go over here to this New York Post. Now, like I said, okay, New York Post. Oh, we don't want an ad. No, we do not want an ad. The New York Post, which is kind of good news, kind of not. So it's kind of a mesh. They got a lot of good stuff. But also I'm not really for sure if it's a deep state or good. So, I mean, obviously just be careful, whatever sources you, get from, but they're saying this solar storm that's coming, solar superstorm, could prompt internet apocalypse and global outages. And that's coming up here soon. I don't, I believe it's this week sometime, that there's supposed to be a very big solar storm, and places are supposed to be affected by it. What is it? I don't know. Is it them giving us an excuse on the power's going to go out and they're going to try to pass it off as a solar storm from the bad guys? Or is it the good guys doing this? Either way, we probably all can figure out that it ain't no bloody solar storm that's going to be doing this. So just everybody, like I said, Mike Jaco, 107, everybody out here saying just keep food and rations, just, you know, about 2 weeks worth, just because a lot of us don't know exactly what's happening. But things are in control. So it's good. I just wanted to let you guys know that because I just recently went back and kind of looked at what the lamestream media was saying about the Facebook and internet outages, or the Facebook and Instagram, excuse me, outages. And that's what they were trying to pass it off as. So, which makes no sense. Like I said, I'm in management. I've worked with done PR, HR type stuff. That is not something, if you want to sweep something under the rug, that is not even a good way to sweep it under the rug. You need to do something else. So it's ironic that they tried to pass it off as that. It's kind of ironic. It's kind of very ironic, I think. So I say that, like I said, it's technically not something I can prove, obviously, but I'm just showing you guys here just kind of some abnormalities, and just obviously always use your noggin, always use your head, and just think, always question the narrative. I tell everybody that, always question the narrative, just that way and you won't be gullible, and at least you'll be able to spot some weirdness in that. So, and I did just want to pop this in there. I actually just found this as I was about ready to go into record my video. I literally just found it, but it is an article on, I don't even know what the site is, but that's Tom Cruise. He was at some type of baseball game over the weekend, and people saw him, and that does not look like Tom Cruise. Oops, excuse me. That does not look like Tom Cruise. I can tell you that. That on in no way. And for those of you listening, I mean, he's got, I would encourage you to go to the videos, find the article, and be able to go look at it, the picture of it, because it do not look like Tom Cruise. It ain't in no way resembling a Tom Cruise. I mean, he's got full cheeks. He looks disgusting. And why does Top Gun keep getting pushed back? Why does the date keep getting pushed back? And this is off of, like I said, a lot of Hollywood actors already being at Gitmo, and some already executed, many already executed. Is that really happening? Honestly, I do think it is. Like I said, people like Monkey Works, MonkeyWerx on YouTube. He's really great for watching planes and everything going out. And just, he knows all the patterns. And like I said, all the weird traffic in Gitmo, and a lot of it that's not normal and not supposed to be there. So obviously we know Tom Cruise is one of the Satanists from everything that we know. And this child sex trafficking wing. So is that him? Is that an actor playing him? Is that really him? And just off of his, drugs, adrenochrome. Yeah. I don't know. I just know that that does not look like Tom Cruise in any way. So yeah, I mean, look at that. That, okay, that resembles him in a sense, but in certain ways, it doesn't look like Tom Cruise. I've seen a bunch of Tom Cruise movies, and I can tell you guys that as a person, I still watch, like I said, a lot of TV and all that. And I'm telling you, American Horror Story, the double feature, which is two seasons kind of in one, it's like half of it's one story, half of it's another. I'm telling you, these actors, you're not seeing a lot of the same actors, that, because every single season of American Horror Story, you usually see the same ones. You see some new ones, but you see the same ones. There are hardly any of the same ones in this new season. There are a few, but not that many, and not some major players that have been. And I'm telling you, even the ones that are, like Sarah Paulson, looks just weird. She does not look like herself. So always question the narrative. There's a lot of weird things going on here during this time. There's a lot of different aspects of this quote unquote fight that we're in right now. For those of you that have heard General Flynn or people like Doug Billings, Nan VanderSteel, and General Flynn has said that there is no plan. Technically, that might actually be right in a sense that there isn't one set plan. Because if you've ever played Risk, you know that you have to have a lot of different strategies. Same thing with chess, same thing with whatever. So it's like when something changed, you're like, okay, we got to go to this plan. Okay, we got to go to this plan. So just everybody be prepared. You know, just stay calm because it really is okay. Just keep doing what you're doing. I'm still doing my classes. I'm still doing my youth precinct captain stuff. I'm still taking care of my animals. I'm still doing my normal stuff while some of this stuff is happening. But as the great Dr. Charlie Ward would say, grab your popcorn and sit back because it is going to be one heck of a show. We already are seeing it, and I don't think we've even reached the climax yet. So just sit back, get your pizza and your pop, and have a good time watching it. This is your friendly neighborhood patriot, Hannah, signing off. I will be back again very soon. And just remember that failure is not an option.